time to again lambaste Canada's human waste. These turds can't be polished, only flushed. By End Politicians, June 30, 2022. Blog, COVID-19, Politics, Propaganda, Writing for Word. Not just Canada, worldwide. Into the void of a nothingness. The time has come again. Scratch that. The time has never left, when Canada's leader, the treasonous globalist puppet Justin Trudeau, should be mocked, denigrated, lambasted, eviscerated, seemingly castrated, and then enthusiastically defenestrated. Though as many a million the world over surely can attest to, Trudeau's image alone is enough to make any autonomous thinker want to repeatedly and violently wretch and a needed cleansing of toxic overload. And that is before IT even mercilessly inflates its childish narcissistic numbskull projection by expelling its verbal low gory offerings, of which are unquestionably practiced for hours per day in a full-height stage-lit magnifying mirror of self-deception. Remember, the Trudeau has mommy and two daddy issues. Mom and the papas. Breaking news just in. Ever wonder if old Klaus gets elbow deep in the annals of itemized globalist political puppetry? A hand puppet, folks, the Trudeau must be. After all, a functioning head and spine is needed for one to be controlled from the top down. Just him lives an up from bottom manipulated existence. Exhilaratingly, it gives the Trudeau a perch to balance on while circling the globalist round table. Just wait till old Klaus gets that bionic arm. Imagine the control then. Little Fidelito. The great preset. More manipulative mumbo-jumbo from the Trudeau's Ministry of Lies, the evaders of truth. All for the continued assault on Canadian citizens' freedom through the continuance of overstepping globalist government control of world populace. Do not forget to smile and say thank you. For being politically molested by nonsensical incompetence from a bought and paid for sovereign country run by treasonous shields. For those unaware, Canada's Liberal government is said to have eliminated the flight restrictions that barred Canadians from boarding airplanes, trains, and cruise ships in their own country, leaving the unvaccinated unable to travel intercivically, provincially, or internationally. Yeah. Third world dictatorships allow more freedom of movement for their citizens than did the Trudeau and his crop of rotten vegetables. Canada, land of freedom, all right, freedom to obey globalist tyranny. Well, upon further inspection of the linguistic immorality and subsequent actions wielded and unleashed against Canadian citizens, the travel mandates have not been terminated, but suspended by Trudeau and his globalist cronies. The government is allowed to reimpose the mandates, if the COVID-19 situation changes for the worse. Perhaps not a coincidence that braindead Biden is foreshadowing a second pandemic too. Being politicians, therefore incompetent treacherous idiots, there is no definition of what a change for the worse actually constitutes in any way whatsoever. Though of course a child with basic reasoning skills would deduce that cold and flu season is worse in the fall and winter, so quite obviously, and according to the great globalist preset foreshadowing, when the runny noses and sore throats increase after summer, the time when the authoritarian mandates were suspended, such an increase in mucus and scratchiness during the fall is indeed a turn for the worse, allowing said aforementioned hand puppets to again assault Canadians' freedom, liberty, medical autonomy, and again steal in authoritarian manner, our choice, and limited free will. Oh, if only we could put the children in charge and be rid of the cavernous, globalist beholden man-child Justin Trudeau. Well, at least Canadians can freely travel by plane, train, and cruise ship until the fall. Actually no, we cannot. Firstly, masks are still mandatory to board an airplane and train. Secondly, the unvaccinated are forced to be tested thrice for COVID upon and after international arrival, while also being subjected to quarantine under threat of incarceration and fiscal penalty. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee, at your front door, with terroristic threats. Thirdly, vaccinations are still mandatory for cruise ship travel. And in typical government fashion, no logic was given for said laws because hey, It is not like people on a cruise ship are sardined into a tight space for hours or days on end like cross-Canada train travel, right? And no, vaccination does not stop the spread of COVID in any way at all, and it is pseudoscience to conclusively say that vaccines lessen symptoms. Not to mention that it is starting to look like the vaccines actually deplete the immune system. Throw common sense and intelligence out the window, call it the defenestration of logic when a politician speaks in any form. A lobotomy is a great political catch-up, though not quite an equalizer. And surely after victimizing and abusing Canadians and their livelihoods with a manufactured COVID crisis, politicians, after been caught virus-handed, would atone for their unfathomable ignorance by allowing unfettered domestic travels, as well as foreign travel into Canada by all in order to bring more economic prosperity to the abused masses, no? No. All foreigners, including Americans, must be fully vaccinated to enter Canada. Canada used to see 12 million plus U.S. visitors annually until this globalist COVID debacle was uncanned. 2020 saw about 1.5 million U.S. visitors. There is billions of dollars unnecessarily and purposefully stolen from Canadians' pockets. Canada will carry on losing millions of U.S. travelers and the prosperity that is brought to Canadian business owners that goes along with such tourism. Even if Canada was to lose 2 million U.S. visitors, who spent an average of $1,000, there is $2 billion gone from Canadian business pockets. Now think of all world travelers wise enough to choose medical autonomy and not be injected with a non-effective pseudo-vaccine, who will so avoid Canada's negation of free choice of body autonomy, in turn, the negation of freedom and liberty. It is so long now it brings him great pleasure. Canadians have been and will continue to be punished financially by criminal government incompetence. Lost revenue for Canadians means less tax theft by government in times when government monetary expenditures will be increasing due to higher interest rates and the need to expand more wasteful government spending to placate the mass who have been trained to think that giving free handouts is government's sole existence for being. In the end, what does it say about a mass of political globalist garbage, after immense outcry from millions of Canadians, relentless pressure from one opposition party, conservatives, and knowing it to be scientifically proven that COVID vaccines have zero effect at stopping the spread of a not at all virulent virus, have temporarily given Canadians the human right to travel within their own and to other countries if unvaccinated, but will under no circumstances allow unvaccinated tourists to come to Canada and begin to elevate the country out of the government-induced economic catastrophe that COVID has become? Bought and paid for moral prostitutes. The piecemeal preset, ruthlessly take it away and give back the smallest morsels possible. Kind of seems like a planned economic destruction and forced government dependency. Time for the globalist human waste to panic. Read this article carefully. It explains how the government of Canada uses deceitful statistical analysis to erroneously attribute the bulk of COVID deaths as being unvaccinated by including all the data from a time when 99.7% of the populace was not considered fully vaccinated. So in reality 99.7% of COVID deaths were the unvaccinated, because only 0.3% of Canadians were actually considered by government to be fully vaccinated. And let us not forget that the average age of a COVID death is higher than the average age of life expectancy, and most of the COVID death victims have various pre-existing comorbidities. Said article then goes on to numerically spell out that from the time period of May 1 to June 5, 2022, after a much-hyped government booster shot campaign, the vaccinated population accounted for 93% of COVID cases, 58% of which were among the triple jabbed, and the unvaccinated population accounted for just 14% of hospitalizations, whilst the vaccinated population accounted for 86% of hospitalizations, 70% of which were among the triple jabbed, and finally that the unvaccinated population accounted for just 14% of COVID deaths, whilst the vaccinated population accounted for 86% of COVID deaths, 76% of which were among the triple jabbed. In summary, the article concludes objective statistical analyses has revealed that 9 in every 10 COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths were recorded among the fully vaccinated population between the 1st of May and the 5th of June 2022. Kind of seems like Canada's brain-dead globalist government not only wants to purposefully implode the economy by preventing freedom of international travel, and by erroneously implementing societal-destroying Russian sanctions that have done zero to affect Russia, but have ruthlessly punished its own citizens with the highest inflationary cost of living rise in 40 years, but they also want to force, through coercion, as many people to get the toxic blood clot shot in order to eliminate a segment of the population, no? Note to government, start thinking about if COVID vaccines actually deplete people's immune systems. Many of the people I know that have been vaccinated seem to be more susceptible to infection. The government clearly has the COVID and economic data proving that what they are implementing is highly counterintuitive, morally and economically bankrupting, punishing the entirety of the Canadian population monetarily and mentally. But hey, Pfizer, Moderna and the globalist elite invest funds of BlackRock and subsidiaries sure are raking in the dough with all that Ukrainian blood and effective COVID vaccine BS. Much of society around the globe smells the globalist sewer rats, and the COVID, and war disease they are shamelessly spreading. There will come a time when the infestation will be dealt with if the vermin continue to invade the homes and livelihoods as they do so now. But that suit panic. Really, it should come as zero surprise that Canadian members of Parliament now have the option, of which many have complied, of receiving and carrying personal protective panic buttons that will alert the Parliamentary Protective Service in case of duress and the need to be rescued from vigilantism. Unless, of course, the vigilantes turn out to be the PPS. Really, most politicians are so disconnected from any sort of objective reality, and truly just live for the existence of sucking up to the globalist criminal cartels and being handsomely rewarded with post-political institutional employment, lavish pensions, outrageous speaking gigs, lobbyist status, or outright bribes. There is mostly nothing there but blatant self-interest concealed as a caring attitude while manipulatively playing in a carefully scripted globalist theater, pretending not to be bad actors in the process. Rapscallion weasels and or clueless dupes, politics seems to boil down to. Said rapscallion weasels do not even have enough intuitive foresight, objective thought, semblance of conscious, signs of intelligence, shred of humanity, inkling of independence, let alone even a single basic understanding of the dictatorial authoritarian terror that they just subjected the populace of Canada to. Trust and confidence in all government was probably eradicated more in 2 years of government COVID terror inhabitants than it was in the past 100 years of political existence. Not only so, but said confidence was massively annihilated, and penetrated infectiously deep into every echelon of societal being that matters for the continuance of society in any way. Said form of current government is officially a walking corpse that is strictly being given the appearance of life by those too selfish and ignorant to realize the ruse is over, namely the blood-sucking ignorant players and cheerleaders. Though the political corpse is dead, to come to full-term skeletonized remains, free of rotting meat, will take more decomposition as the weekend at Bernie's becomes a perpetually worsening Groundhog Day. -1 to the power of millions. Sure, Canadians have the shit for brains of the Canada globalist sellout operation, Christia Junkie Freeland, who is Klaus Schwab's and the globalist double-fisting queen of the obscene, soon to be collecting a political pension, and globalist kickbacks, while gleefully committing treason by proudly giving away Canada's sovereignty to institutional and corporate powers. But due to her role as a number two, she is nowhere near as nationally reviled as that -1. Just him Trudeau. Yes, nothing for brains. Trudeau recently had to cancel an appearance at a Surrey, British Columbia, $1,000 a plate fundraiser due to a hostile crowd gathering outside. And in typical mainstream media disgraceful fashion, it was attempted to spin the story into a racist incident that stopped the Trudeau attending. So instead, little Fidelito delivered a 3-minute Zoom speech. Definitely 2 minutes 59 seconds too long of a speech. Fart and tethered. Some might say that anyone willing to become a politician and be an Oprah Bryce pawn in the globalist-created self-benefiting indulgence system surely has to and or be a sociopath, psychopath, pathological liar, moral prostitute, self-absorbed delusional dimwit incapable of escaping the fantasy they have created in their own mind. The larger government becomes and power they wield in the shameful attempt to equalize the expansive and undulating power of the universe and its earthly systems, the farther into societal and moral decay society seems to slip. Clearly, Western governments and the propagandized victims of its unbridled obedience, thus, felt needed continuance, have gotten so far away from any shred of an objective, or even sane sense of life being, in the process become tethered to a vile globalist construct that cares not for the sovereign country, let alone the plebs, hypnotized or not, that the mere though of there being a differing system is not even capable of registering as a thought other than to be instantaneously reviled and immediately expunged from neuronal acceptance of coming to fruition, and in the process, eliminating the very hell that has come to be accepted as the societally normal. Times are changing, and the future is not going to be what is endlessly projected from state and commercial news puke factories pretending to be informing the populace of current events. Someday sooner than later there will be the beginning of a full circle event that will not be able to be manipulated by the false narrative controllers of mainstream media. The people everywhere will know it, feel it, then live it, and the internet kill switch will not save the guilty parties desperate to carry on with the charade. CR